TF Mobile.
TFW Mobile.
KO4CF.
Commander, happy Friday Eve. Annette, sorry I missed you yesterday. Forgot to take my HT with me on a dog walk.
Got a walk-in yesterday. Don't like it going out today.
Cleared up by the afternoon. Yesterday.
Not too bad. I thought I was going to be pretty busy, but once I got through my two morning meetings and I had to meet the main manager that's over that hall. He came out. We did our walk. But other than that, it went pretty good.
I complain about it. You must have been doing something right. It wasn't bad at work at all. And I got home with Susan's. I don't know. It started out, her shoulder was hurting her, and then it kind of moved into her neck, and now it's, I don't know, just when she moves her arm up and that, it must pinch a nerve or something, so we ended up over at the 360 last night, and that gets some x-rays, make sure everything's all right, because she's had some herniated discs for a long time, and I don't know, I guess they're going to have to try to figure out what's wrong, so... Yeah, back about 9:30, I guess, yesterday.
There's nothing major.
It started out just one arm. Now it's the other arm, too, depending on how she reaches. And that just kind of, it's like, she says, like it's stabbing her right in the bottom of her neck.
See, with both my shoulders, I've had them operated on due to the work we do. And whenever I was on the line, it always just felt like somebody was driving a screwdriver straight in my shoulder.
And last night we were able to get it at the drugstore before they closed, so that was good. And then I missed the check-in. I was trying to check in, but we were in the drive-thru, and then the check-in was over.
Anti-inflammatory.
Lethal relaxers. It's like when it stabs, it's like our muscles just... You know, they get all knotted up, and then it hurts to even walk. She was going to go on a dog walk with me, but she couldn't walk, I guess, because, you know, just the pounding on the ground was making it hurt.
I hate that. Hopefully it turns out to be nothing, and like I said, maybe some anti-inflammatories or muscle relaxers can do it, and it won't require any more than that.
You know, you can't get in and see anybody until you know, you got to have a referral and you got to have some x-rays and that to get into some, to see somebody that can actually do something about it.
Crazy system.
Their share of the money.
Okay. Here, most hospitals are either owned by Greenville or owned by Swartburg Regional.
You know, it's been about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, she, you know, it was, she had a couple of discs that were messed up in her neck, and it was making her arm go numb, and she would just drop stuff. And they went in there, and they put in some kind of shot in her neck, and that thing lasted for years, so that might be an option again, I guess.
Whenever my left shoulder was having issues, I had them where they were trying to get an injection down into the joint of my shoulder. So I had to sit there with, you know, the lead plate on, everything else, and everybody in there would have them all on, and they would take a x-ray of my shoulder, drive the needle in, take another x-ray, go a little more. I'm like, oh, my God. That was the most horrible thing as far as the needles being, because it's just this slow ebb of it going in, because they're just having to do it a little bit at a time.
Didn't stab it in and feel around with the tip, right?
Boy, look at the bright side. And I'm ready to go back to bed and go to sleep. I probably threw my call out a couple minutes before you got on. running a little bit behind this morning, but I ain't too worried about it. But no, I hadn't heard him on.
It's Thursday, right? That's his early day. And that he should be halfway down the mountain by now.
For HKX.
He can hear us. KN4TFW, good morning.
Good morning, Patrick. KO4CF.
I'm in the black hole still. And rain, huh? Well, it's up here this morning.
A lot worse than we were.
Yeah, we were getting some bad thunderstorms come through, but I don't know when that was. Maybe it didn't hit us. It went up above us.
Three limbs all morning.
Not here yet. Still a little bit out.
Let us all go get huddled up in the bathroom with everybody.
I dispatched the guy. He's pushing his bicycle up this Upway Hampton Boulevard in the pouring down rain. No coat, no nothing.
Wait at?
Upway Hampton pushing his bike. I'd be riding that thing.
I'd hate to be on a bicycle or a motorcycle or anything. Next week, from Saturday, I guess. No family, I'm going to be in the house all by myself. I don't even know what I'm going to do the whole week.
Vacation without you?
Florida, her and her sister and, you know, all their cousins, my two boys. They're going to Florida to go see her cousin that lives down there. So they're going to go stay with them for the week.
Where are they in?
It's close to Pensacola, I believe. I think they're leaving out Sunday morning, so I'll get to sleep in Saturday a little bit, and then Sunday morning I'll see them out, and I don't know what I'm going to do the whole rest of the week. Maybe just play on the radio every evening.
And I still need to fix my skin back, my coax, and get it all wired back up on that, but just haven't had a good opportunity yet.
Good time.
You got to know, right?
Crazy as hard as the wind's blowing up here.
Mine hanging down and it's probably blowing out sideways. I probably can't even get a hold of it in.
In the butt, I tried to get up and work on my vertical one day a couple weeks ago when we had it really windy. And I started putting the ladder up and then a gust of wind came up and almost blew the ladder sideways. And the wife's like, "No, you're not going up." So I had to take it back down and wait for a different day.
Just a bad idea.
One of them, but my bracket that held the mast, or I guess the, if you want to call it that, you know, it's the top rail on fencing. It, the bracket came loose, so I had to, the only thing that was really holding the antenna upright was the coax at that point. So I had to get up there. I was going to do it that day, but it was too windy. So I think it was the next day. I had to get a bearing just zip tied all together just so I could hurry up and keep it from flopping around everywhere.
This truck driver's getting ready to find out why this mountain's got this slick pavement on it.
But he were stopped.
Yes, sir, he did, and he's getting ready to hit that first curve.
Out the 2-meter single sideband yet? I know I've been slack and I hooked my radio up.
I haven't tried it out. I got nobody else to try it out with, so.
Put back up this weekend. That's, the wife won't be calling me on GMRS, so I'll get that done.
I'm going to try. I'll have to put my little antenna back up. It won't take just a minute, though.
Up and down there?
Well, the beam stays up, but I have a antenna for 2-meter single sideband.
I thought you was wanting to try the beam out with
it. I can try it too. It's just, I got the other one I can throw up in just a matter of minutes.
No, I'll get her hooked back up and whichever one you want to do. So I'm trying to think. So my vertical would be taller, but then you'd have to use your vertical beam.
Going vertical?
Understand the only. The only reason why vertical versus horizontal is, you know, repeaters are antennas, so, you know, most people, cars, mobiles, is all vertical. Where when the people work single sideband, they usually normally use dipoles, which are always horizontal. So it's just the polarization of the antennas to each other.
My excursion or the pickup truck, so I know she ain't getting in this. Well, weather's much calmer down here than it was up the mountain.
You gotten here yet? It's just a little bit of residual. It's kind of going up, like in through Walhalla, and then going up into your way.
Going north with the mountain.
Out of here by about noon, look like.
I hope it ain't gonna be like it was up the mountain all day today. If it does, I may just turn around and go home. Drive to Michelin in the morning.
Radio then.
Be on the radio.
285.
Probably so. Be a lot better coverage this weekend.
Probably a little bit of yard work. Probably try to fix that antenna. I was going to work on another raised bed somewhere in there. I'm going to throw in an app.
On the raised bed myself and get mine going.
Kilo Oscar Hornet, Whiskey Zulu, Mobile.
Chandler, KN4, TFW.
KO4, HKX.
Good morning, Patrick. Good morning, Steve. Cousin, if I'm not mistaken.
Over here.
I'm a little better. I'll remember it sometime. Soon, hopefully.
Big, are you built on his raised bed?
Remember, Patrick?
She's doing okay. I told you her grandmother passed away, didn't I? Wednesday night or Tuesday night.
You're saying when's the services?
Don't know yet. They haven't set a date yet.
Probably waiting for family to get in town. I know when my son passed up in Canada, it was probably a couple of weeks, you know, before they had the services.
Her family lives around here, so they only got to wait too long. But I know they start the vulture effect today.
I've kind of missed that or didn't understand it.
The vultures come out today. They get to go through all the stuff.
Vulture effect.
Sorry, my southern accent and sinuses are getting me this morning.
Second time, yeah, then I understood what you were saying. I thought it, at first I thought it was some kind of religious something.
What's doing this morning?
Chandler, my sinuses are bothering me this morning, but other than that, we're good.
Here, how about you?
All right, just backing out the driveway now and heading my way to the bus shop.
For the weekend.
Patrick.
Chandler.
I don't know as of right yet. I know Friday I plan on trying to put up an antenna with Chad here at the house, so that much I do know. So what's y'all's plan?
Bit of yard work, I believe.
Helping my mama do that last night. It's not a bad day to do it either. Got it done just in time.
See, my weekend do is working around the house. And then may come down Saturday morning and try to help the club out move a bunch of stuff from around somewhere. Not exactly sure on that one.
That sounds good. Is Nicole your daughter or something?
Try to come down and help them, but I'm not sure on that one yet. Got to get some more information.
Put on the Facebook group, they're moving a whole bunch of radio equipment that they got donated to. I think the TR, if I'm not mistaken.
The Red Cross?
A bunch of radio equipment got donated to them, and they're moving it to their storage unit. I'm not exactly sure from who or what, but as far as I know, the Red not moving out of the Red Cross.
Is the equipment for sale, or is it just for the group?
I have no idea on that one, Chandler. I don't think I would have even needed manpower this weekend.
That sounds fair. Well, I'm not a member yet, so I don't think they would be happy for me to come down there and help them out. But I do hope the station will, and that y'all get transported to the right place safely and efficiently. And I hope that everything goes well in between transporting.
I got most of that, Chandler. You're breaking up a little bit. So, I don't know what to say on that one.
You know Johnny from over there at that club? I believe it's WD4DYH.
I have met him on Zoom, and that's it. That's all I can tell you about that.
I'm out there at the old place. Well, actually, a couple of places that I used to work, we worked together. And if you happen to see him, tell him I said, hey, I never hear him on the radio anymore.
Never heard him on the radio, but I'll tell him if I go.
Traveling in about 7:30, something like that. But I don't know. I mean, he's just hard to get a hold of. And I know he... his son, I think Nathan, sometimes calls the net.
The net last Saturday night, I believe.
Since we were in high school.
That being on the Saturday net last weekend, he did it a little differently. My guess is that he wanted to get done pretty quick because, I don't think there is even a rat cheese portion. I'm not real sure.
Somebody wants to stick around for the rat chew or not, whether there is one, KO4HKX.
I heard you check in last night, by the way. That's good. Glad to hear you check in on the net, Patrick.
Lined up big time this morning, KN4TFW.
More WWZ for ID. This KO4HKX and KN4TFW.
They're going to put you to work, Ken, that's why.
Get to work, but there's another place on the same road, and they get a ton of trucks, too. They ship in all times of the day.
Another plant, sister plant to y'all, or just another company altogether?
Another plant altogether. It's called Southern States. I think they do some kind of package stuff like carbon.
Southern States does a lot, so there may be something to do with that.
My parking spot. So I'll say 73 to you guys, and you guys try to stay safe out there in all this rain, and then maybe I can catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW.
73's Ken. Have a good day, and I'll try to keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4HKX.
73's Ken. KO4WWZ. Have a good day. Stay safe as well.
Bus garage yet?
No, sir. Coming up on Prince Perry Road. Getting ready to make my turn on the 123 after I get through the traffic signal here. Patrick, where are you at right now?
I am over here on 290 or Locust Hill Road right now coming into Greer.
Heard of that road before. I just don't think I've ever been on it. Locust Hill Road. That sounds very familiar to me.
Greer, you've probably been on it.
As for myself, I've never actually driven to Greer yet, but the theater with my grandparents before when I was little. So maybe that's where it's from.
You may hear a lot about it on the news from the accidents over here.
That's probably it. I believe that is it. I mean, that was a really bad accident.
Times and then the traffic jam over here in the afternoons. So, it's always a problem.
That's understandable. Hey, Patrick, if you ever wanted to shoot me an email at ko4wwz@gmail.com, if you can shoot me a picture of your truck, so that way if I'm ever driving down 123 and I happen to see a Mack truck, I know what I'm looking for, and I'll shoot you a holler, maybe I'll try and point out what vehicle I'm in. Over.
Chandler, I'll see if I can't do that today. Maybe. If it's raining like it is, I don't know if I want to try that. Get out and take a picture.
You take the time. Don't worry about it too much today. I wasn't going to make anybody stand out in the rain. I don't like standing out in the rain myself, so I can't blame you on it for not doing it today. Plan drop-offs today?
Nothing big today, so we'll just see how the day goes. But you never know. Next shop can make or break the week.
And I was listening in on the radio yesterday a little bit, and I do know that you was on 123 at some point in the afternoon time.
We're there about 2:30. I was still on 123 up till about 2:30 yesterday afternoon.
Either the Seneca or the Greenville side?
Here where it's comes back on Whitehorse Road.
Could be the Greenville side.
I'm out on 123. I don't go on into Easley.
I drive up that way sometimes, so if I ever see you, I'll give you a holler.
But I'm going to have to clear out. I'm arriving at my destination this morning. So you be careful on into the bus garage, and I will talk to you on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73 Chandler.
73, Patrick. God bless you. Have a good day. Stay safe. KO4WWZ, I'll be clear and listening.